This audio lecture is presented by PharmaInfo.net.
Picture that happened in around 2005 we have noticed, and what has been recently portrayed in a movie called Fire in the Blood. Some might have seen that documentary or heard about that documentary, because that has been widely talked about in journals like Frontline and India Today.
This audio lecture is presented by PharmaInfo.net.
This is a documentary. Well, I'll tell you the real story. So many people were suffering from AIDS and cancer in India also. But at that time, in the period 1995, 2000, 2005, people were dying in millions in the sub-Saharan region of Africa. People were dying and everybody was saying there are no medicines for AIDS. But people knew that there are medicines which make life easy for the people suffering from AIDS. Several medicines were there. They were discovered by companies like Roche and such companies. These companies were not ready to sell the medicines at the proper rate, at a reduced rate in Africa or in India. At that time, the Indian generic companies like Cipla, Toronto and all came forward, mainly Cipla, and came forward. At that time, the present TRIPS regime was not there in India. So this is a story at the same time about AIDS in the world, about generic medicines, and about the Indian pharmaceutical industry, which really flourished, which was producing high quality drugs at low cost. At that time, Cipla chief CEO gave a challenge to Roche and told, "I will supply a cocktail of AIDS medicines to the sub-Saharan African countries at a fraction of the price offered by you." There was some quarrel, but at that time there was no challenge to Cipla. Cipla supplied, and as a result of the supply of Cipla of AIDS medicines, millions of lives were saved. Those people are living today because of Cipla, because of the generic medicines of India. And this was noticed by the entire world. So many NGOs cropped up in that period. NGOs means non-governmental organizations of doctors, of lawyers. They named themselves Doctors Beyond Borders, Lawyers Beyond Borders. So people rose above the boundary level and they thought about all human beings. So this was a period when the Indian pharmaceutical industry worked for the poor, for the AIDS torn, for the cancer sufferers of the world, and we emerged victorious. It is that victory story that is shown in the movie Fire in the Blood. It's a documentary. Right. So around that period also we started thinking, so why? What's happening in India? Let us focus on generic medicines. What are generic medicines? Let me see. And so many questions started. And at the same time, there were research scholars who were ready to work on that field. Normally, people don't like getting out of their field. They can't go above the borders. But people were ready to work with me. And what I am presenting to you today is the work of four research scholars who were ready to work with me on this field. So the beginner was Dr. Vedavati. She was followed by Dr. Radha Krishna Ayagari, Dr. Gopal Krishna Tatavarti. These three students got their degrees, and another candidate's work is still now under adjudication. So four PhD theses and seven publications, one of them being international, came out of this research which we did in the last, you can say, 7 or 8 years. So this is the way I'm presenting my work today. I have taken a new methodology. Usually we present our research and we come out with the conclusions. So that you will get some interest, I am first presenting the results of findings of all my four works. Then I am going to the research methodologies. So it has all started in the year 2007. Internationally, branded product means the product produced by the innovator. He has a patent on it for 20 years. And sells it at a monopoly for 20 years, and this product is very costly. I am putting this slide because there are so many vague points about this, and students don't usually understand. So a branded product, real meaning is, the brand means it is the product of the innovator. He has a patent on it for 20 years. A generic product emerges into the market either when the patent expires or when a generic company somehow succeeds in getting an ANDA approved. So you can say a generic product is an equivalent product. It is an imitation of the original, which is the product of the innovator. Usually, internationally speaking, a generic product can enter into the market only 20 years later. That is only when the patent expires or is overcome in one way or the other. So a generic product is bioequivalent to a branded product, is produced by companies other than the innovators, is given the drugs namely only, and is usually very less expensive than the branded product. So how do the people know whether the product is branded or generic? The branded product is given the name of the company. Suppose Pfizer discovers, Pfizer will give its own name. Whereas a generic product will have only the name of the medicine. Suppose we are talking about diclofenac. A generic product has to be named as diclofenac only. They can't give their company name. Whereas a brand, another company can give the name Overon because they have discovered it. Generics are promoted by governments. USA, UK, Canada, Germany, Denmark, Netherlands are good examples. Preferred by common people and are inexpensive. Doctors prescribe generics for the poor and branded products for the rich. This is the international scenario. Wherever you go in the world, you will see that generics are promoted by the company, by the country, government. Government promotes generics. They are inexpensive. They are sold in many shops. And doctors are usually, by their discretion, if they think the patient cannot pay, they will prescribe a generic. So, India. What about the scene in India? There is a lot of confusion. So let us try to understand the basic definitions first. In India, all the drug products are generic equivalents only. There are no innovator products. That is the first thing we have to understand. All Indian companies, almost all the drugs, maybe there is something that I have not heard about. But as far as knowledge, my knowledge goes, there is no brand product in India for whatever drug. All drugs are generics only. That is, they are equivalents of some drugs which are invented in all other countries, not in India. So the act, what's happening here, the Drugs and Cosmetics Act, which is the act which oversees all the pharmaceutical field, permits all companies to have their own names for their products, and companies keep their own names. Since they are actually generics but have their own names, they are termed as branded generics. Please understand this. So all drug products are generics. But the Drugs and Cosmetics Act allows them to give, suppose I am producing, I add to everything Jayanti. Suppose somebody is producing something, they will add their own name. Like that, though they are actually generics, the companies keep their own names. So we call them branded generics. They are expensive compared to generics. In the Indian context, which are sold by the name of the drug only, they are inexpensive. So talking about India, generic drug is, suppose taking example of diclofenac, if it is sold by the name diclofenac, it is generic. It is inexpensive, less costly. Suppose it is sold by the name Overon, it is costly, more or less. I am giving a general picture. Okay, now I am talking about my research. So the first person to work on this is Vaidyavati. So this is the question, this is the hypothesis we asked ourselves. Are generics of selected antidiabetic drug products equal to branded generics? This is the first question. Because mostly doctors believe branded generics are costly. Are generics equal to branded generics? So because we have to take some product and work on that, we have taken some anti-diabetic drugs. Because mostly they are the ones which are used. So, or you can call the question like this. Are the products sold by drug companies, sold by drug name only, equal to those products sold by company name? We have done studies. These are the research methodologies we have adopted. This is what I mean by outcomes research. The research which is done based on the outcome of therapy. When a therapy is given to some patients, it is an observational study. We do not in any way interfere with the patient. We do not do any experimentation on them. They are using their medicines and we make an observation. So this is called as an observational study. This is also called as outcome research. We measure the outcome. That is, what is the health being given to the patient by the medicine? That outcome we are measuring. So we measured the health related quality of life, biochemical records, pharmaceutical quality, pharmacodynamics, and we interviewed the doctors, drug inspectors, and we have also carried out an archival study. The findings are the following. Generic products of various anti-diabetic products are equal to corresponding branded generic products. This we got as a clear result. There is a significant difference in pharmaceutical quality. Doctors prefer branded generics over generics. They believe large-scale companies' products have better pharmaceutical quality. This belief is shared by drug inspectors also. When across the spectrum, we interviewed a number of doctors and drug inspectors, they shared the belief that large-scale companies' products are better than small-scale companies. So, the result we got is, there is a significant difference, but it is not between generics and branded generics. It is between products of small-scale companies and large-scale companies. This is the most important finding we got in our first study. There is a difference, but it is not between generics and branded generics. It is between the products of small-scale companies and large-scale companies. The real situation is that, in most cases, generics and branded generics cost the same to the consumer, but to the retailer, branded generics cost more and generics cost less. So the last sentence requires a lot of explanation, so I am not going into that area. But I'll tell you, this we got, there are some research papers on that, we also got that result. This led us and to tie up with the then collector, Syamal Rao Garu, Uday Bhaskar, the then drug controller in this place. We were in a tie-up and we all worked together. And we had a small role to play in the beginning of Jeevan Dhara shops, which are selling generic medicines today, which is a huge success in Andhra Pradesh, in Vishakhapatnam and in Andhra Pradesh. And more and more such shops are being established. So briefly to tell you about that, they sell you generic medicines. They are equally effective as branded medicines. All those medicines are produced by large-scale companies. From the top 10 companies in the country, they are being obtained and they are being sold. They are quite safe and are of good quality. Okay. Internationally, generics cost less to the consumer and brands cost more. But in India, that difference is not so clear. The cost benefit is not coming to the consumer. Pharmaceutical quality is at the same high levels for all companies internationally. In India, it is not working like that. It should. As per the Act is the same for every company, but it is not working like that. So, when that was briefly the work of Vaidyavathi, when that came, we diversified into two angles and I put two scholars on two angles. One scholar I asked to work on high cost product versus low cost. Another scholar I kept on small scale companies. That man is Subba Rao Bhaiya, and his results are the following. So what is the question? What is the situation with respect to the small pharmaceutical companies in India? We decided, let us help. Let us make a study and let us help these companies. So what is the real situation with respect to the small scale pharmaceutical companies in India? Across India, if you collect several drug products of the same drug, are they equal pharmaceutically? These are the two questions I gave to that scholar. So, he got the result that the pharmaceutical companies are lagging behind. Small-scale companies are really struggling. That is his answer. But pharmaceutical quality, they are just scraping the net. The products made by the small-scale pharmaceutical companies are just meeting the quality control limits, but they are really not able to produce the high quality that the large-scale companies are able to produce. So, then I gave another work to Radhakrishna Ayagari. So, he made this comparison. Are high-cost drug products of a selected anti-diabetic drug more effective therapeutically than the low-cost product? So high-cost products were giving a significantly better effect than the products of low-cost. We were really very surprised. But this finding came as a result of all our research methodologies. HRQOL, pharmacodynamic, in all the effect, in both these things, we got the clear result. The high-cost product is giving a better effect. Please understand me clearly. The low-cost product is also giving an effect. It is not failing in quality. It is passing quality. It is giving therapeutic effect. But when the two are compared, the high-cost product is giving a better effect than the low-cost effect. But the difference in cost is, please get this second sentence. But the difference in cost is so much that the cost effectiveness of low-cost products is much better than that of the high-cost products. So this is, again, another way type of research which is called as pharmacoeconomics, in which we calculate the cost-effective analysis. We take the effect, we take the cost, and divide the effect by the cost, and then we tell the cost effectiveness. So a very significant result we got in Radha Krishna's work is that the high cost product is more effective comparatively. But when cost effectiveness is taken into consideration, the low cost product is more effective. That means the cost is so low, so low, so much difference is there. Then the next work was done by Tatavarti SVS Gopal Krishna. So the question given to him is this: is there any variation in the quality and effectiveness of diabetic medicines manufactured by Indian pharmaceutical companies? In other words, are different products of the same drug interchangeable? So many times this question comes to the pharmacist: can a pharmacist substitute? Actually, we tell no, he can't. Without orders from the doctor, a pharmacist should not substitute. But let us ask a theoretical question: are they interchangeable? Then his finding is that variability among different products is not high. The different branded generics used by the patients for the treatment of their diabetics are interchangeable. Their quality is not so different. Their effect is not so different. Interchangeability is there. So this is it. I presented the findings of my four scholars and how we have gone about what are our research methodologies. I'll present now. So the basic question is the interchangeability of branded generic products of different companies of the same drug appropriate? But this research I was doing way back in 2004. I have adopted another type of means. So what I have taken, in one study by one M.Pharm student, Ravindra, we have taken four products of sparfloxacin and we have determined their comparative bioavailability. So we on human volunteers, and we found the result that yes, they are comparable. In another research, we have taken four different products of amoxicillin and the same result we got. They are comparable. So, the clinical effect, the research methodologies we have adopted for all the four scholars are the following. Number one, the clinical effect as ascertained by a health-related quality of study, SF36. So when a drug is given to a patient, I don't think I can compete with that sound. Okay. That sound will be there continuously. Huh? If that sound is there, I don't. Okay. The research methodologies we adopted are the following. First research methodology, number 15. Yes. Okay, the clinical effect as ascertained by a health-related quality of life questionnaire, SF36. I'll tell you in 2 minutes about what this is. So patients consume drugs. When they consume drugs, they get some treatment. Suppose there is a diabetic patient. Earlier, because of diabetes, his blood glucose level is high and he is suffering something. And because of that high blood glucose level, so many effects will be there. His social life is altered, his mental health is altered and all that. When a drug is given, all that is set right. So his HRQL, what is it as a result of the medicine taking? That we are measuring as a clinical effect. This is what we call as outcome. Then pharmaceutical quality. We send the tablets or medicines through a series of tests, like hardness, disintegration time, dissolution time and all that. Then pharmacodynamic effects. The first scholar did it in rats, the next scholars did it in human volunteers. So what do we do? In this particular study, what we have done, a particular patient will be taking his own medicine. Suppose a patient going to KGH is there. He will be using his low cost medicine. We will not do anything. Only every week we go and measure his fasting blood glucose once. Like that we do for 1.5 months. We have a series of 6 values. Next, for the next 1.5 months, we give him the same metformin but a high cost product. He is still using the same medicine but a high cost medicine. Again, for every 1 week, we take the fasting blood glucose. So the total study goes on for nearly 3 months. Then we compare the 6 series of the low cost time and the high cost time. This is the pharmacodynamic study. Then we did 2 more unique variety of studies with Vedavati. So this is not of standard quality. When I come to that slide, I'll explain that. Then proportion of pharmaceutical quality, and we interviewed the doctors also. Basically, the doctors were favoring branded generics. They were favoring large scale products. So the hypothesis, basically the first time, is this: there is no significant difference between the HRQOL of patients using branded generic drugs and HRQOL of patients using generic drugs. So we have selected 2 centers. At that time, we were doing patient counseling in our Andhra University dispensary. So every day our students used to go there. So at that time, our B-Pharm students, third B-Pharm students, so we did a part of that study in our Andhra University student dispensary. That means, what do? We take patients who are using metformin given in Andhra University dispensary, and we record their health-related quality of life based on their answers for SF-36. Next, we went to KGH and we determined the same thing there. So for all these studies, we have taken ethics committee approval. I want to tell all of you scholars and students, Andhra University is having an institutional ethics committee for research on human volunteers and another for research on animals. When you are doing research on animals or human volunteers, you need to take permission from this ethics committee. We have taken these approvals. So the procedure I am skipping so that I can concentrate on the results. Okay. So there is a physical component and there is a mental component for this SF-36. SF-36 is a questionnaire. It is under copyright. Again, another point I want to tell you is, when you are using a questionnaire, if you are using a copyrighted questionnaire, you have to take permission from the copyright owner. If you are developing your own questionnaire, you have to make it go through certain process, prove that it is having proper Cronbach alpha and all that. So a questionnaire, when somebody is using, is not such a simple issue. We have to take care of the proper thing. And another, I'll make use of this platform to tell you one more point. Plagiarism is very, very wrong. We should not, any time when we are writing an essay or presenting an essay or making a projection, make use of another person's copyrighted thing unless we purchase it from them. Any image, no photograph, nothing should be taken from another person and used for our own. So, show the SF-36. This one. Okay. This is the SF-36 that we have used. This shows the physical component, the mental component, and all these are measured. How the drug has altered your physical component and the mental component is studied. Next, so our scholar has interviewed nearly 200 patients, 100, about 100 in our AU dispensary, about 100 in KGH, and the results we are presenting below. In this single graph I am presenting. Yes, branded generics versus generics. Let us look at this graph. See, there are 8 domains in which we are presenting the health related quality of life. For example, the first one is the physical functioning. So the branded generics are the blue. The next one is the generics. We can see that the generics are actually showing higher quality of life than the branded generics in almost all the domains. In the second domain, it is a little bit less. In all others, the generics are more. In the last one also, they are almost equal. So, branded generics and generics are almost equal with respect to health-related quality of life. So, the basic finding is that when 200 patients are considered, generics are improving the health-related quality of life as much as branded generics. So, the interpretation is like this. The clinical and therapeutic effects of the drugs, in other words, the efficacy of the drug influences the QOL of patients. In this respect, since there is no significant difference between branded generic users and generic users, in a large number of cases, it should be concluded that branded generic drugs and generic drugs are equally effective. So the pharmaceutical quality studies were done, hardness, disintegration, drug content and so on. And they were supposed to be having the result is that quality, the analysis of the result, next, the analysis of the results clearly indicated that BGs and Gs of 5 selected products suggest that the generic drug products are not inferior to branded generic products in pharmaceutical quality. Please observe that I have used the word not inferior. So the question is coming, in all the 4 we have noticed that the small scale companies are only scraping through the net. They are not really high in quality. Then the pharmacodynamic studies. These were done on rats. Again, I am skipping the procedure so that I can come to the effect. Let us read the effect. In 2 out of 2 anti-diabetic drug cases studied in this project, generic drugs were proved to be significantly better than branded generic drugs. It must be inferred that generics are being proved to be equal to or superior to branded generics because both categories during their manufacture are following the same quality assurance and GMP procedures. So these medicines with which we experimented on rats were obtained from KGH, King George Hospital, where the patients are receiving the generics. The brands were obtained from shops, medical shops. In other case, the generics were actually superior to the branded generics. Okay, let me explain to you the not of standard quality. Next, sampling by drug inspectors. I'll explain this to you, that is easier understood. So as we were thinking, we were interacting with a number of people. We have many friends in the drug inspector, drug control department. They told us so many things. Based on this, we got this idea. Every day, drug inspectors go to the medical shops. They collect samples and they send to the analytical labs. There, they analyze them, and those which are of standard quality are permitted. When they are not of standard quality, they are called as NSQ. And it is published on the website. It is published in newspapers, and all of us are told, don't purchase this batch. It is of NSQ. And the company is told, withdraw this batch. Okay, this data is available. What we did, we went to the website and downloaded the data for 5 years, and we analyzed that data. I'll present my findings to you. Apart from that, under Right to Information Act, we applied to the drug control laboratory in department in Hyderabad and asked them 5 years data. They provided us 5 years data. We analyzed that data, and I'll show you my findings. These are published findings. See, please look at the graph. Graph. Yes. If you look at the graph, you will see that in all the years, the blue bars are much higher than the violet bars. The blue are branded generics and the violet are generics. First, I would not believe this when my scholar told me. I was asking her to do repeat. But this is the result I got. Now see this. Here, almost the blue is not seen. So, the violet are number of NSQ drugs without image. This is with image. What is this image question? My classmate Dharmadatta told me, many companies advertise their drugs through SIMS. When it is in SIMS, that means it has an image. So verify like that. So the ones without image, that is briefly, in other words, small scale companies products only mostly are NSQ. In other words, all the NSQs in the last 5 years have come from small scale companies. They are without image. So this is also telling you the same branded generics versus generics. This is from Hyderabad. Same story. This is also telling you the same story from Hyderabad. So then, the results of this data downloaded from drug control department clearly negate the popular belief that branded generics are better than generics with respect to quality. So as soon as we got this result, we immediately published. And the editor from Pharma Review made a phone call to me. Madam, are you sure? Are you presenting properly? Then in the form of soft copy, I sent him all the data, basic data. You can analyze and see. Then he published it. So basically, this impression that generics are poor, branded generics are good, is not at all right. That is not the right interpretation. Then what is the right interpretation? Most NSQ products are being manufactured by small scale companies. In many instances, a branded generic product of large scale company may actually be manufactured under loan license by a small scale generic company you and I as consumers, this is what we must be bothered about. Ramboxy may be getting its product done by a small scale company. That is the danger we all face. Most products fail the test for label claim for pharmaceutical pharmacopeial requirements. And government hospitals purchase generics, private hospitals purchase branded generics. I observed personally many big hospitals, corporate hospitals in this kind of Visakhapatnam, purchase their medicines from small companies in Bihar, in Uttar Pradesh, companies from SEZs. I am going to talk about them in my coming slides. So these results suggest that small scale companies are lagging behind. Okay, then the small scale companies. These results point to some deep-rooted problems in the pharmaceutical industry in India. The Drug Control Administration in India needs to focus more on the small-scale sector of the Indian pharmaceutical industry. Next, we proceed to the Subbarao Bhaiya study. So, his main study was on the small-scale companies. So, now I am not much focusing on the methodologies. I am talking about the results only. So, he prepared a survey questionnaire, a very, very big survey questionnaire. He met a number of companies and his findings are the following. The questionnaire is a very big questionnaire. So the small scale struggle. Okay. The small scale sector is struggling to stay afloat and is hampered by many difficulties. These are our findings. A few of those difficulties are lack of finances. They don't have capital. Lack of exposure to quality norms. This is where I want to tell all my pharmacy colleagues, this is where we can play a role. They don't know what is quality assurance. They don't know what is GMP. We can take the lead in the form of professional bodies and we can help the small scale sector in telling what is quality. Lack of knowledge about intellectual property rights and regulatory issues and inability to face stiff competition. They don't know anything. They lack awareness. The central idea was to verify whether the consumer could, with confidence, assume that all the products of a drug in the market are equivalent and interchangeable, because all companies in India are, by law, required to release into the market products that meet pharmacopeial requirements only. So, a consumer expects that all the products of a drug in the market are equal. Is it right or not? The same question, all the four scholars addressed that question. So please look at this graph. So this is a domain-wise comparison of mean standard error of HRQL values of all the patients surveyed. So at a time, a single time HRQL, health-related quality of life, was recorded of diabetic patients who are using the same medicine, different products. In all the things, you see that in role physical, there is a reduced quality of life. In role emotional, there is a reduced quality of life. Apart from that, in all, there is a high quality of life. And I want you to focus on this error bar. You can see that the error bars are not high. The error bars are small. The error bars indicate the extent of standard error that is there in the data. Considering the total mean HRQL and the coefficient of variation being less, it was much less than 15. It was concluded that the drug products are interchangeable, that is, they are of comparable quality. So this result also agreed with Vaidyavathi's result, where we declare that the different branded generic products are interchangeable. Next, the quality wise also, the products, this boy did like this, paracetamol and metformin. He has collected 40 samples each across India from 3 or 4 states. He made all of them go through the pharmaceutical quality testing and he found that mostly they are all passing the pharmaceutical quality, but some products were failing. And we found that those products which there is a range in the quality, a clear indication of a wide range in quality was seen. And we have identified that some products were passing the drug content test, but they were failing the dissolution test. And these many products have come from an SEZ in Uttar Pradesh. So that is emphasizing. He also found that the small scale companies are lacking. He also found that the products from the SEZs that are coming are lacking in the level of quality that is there in large scale companies. Look at this. This way also we found that total HRQL was okay. There is not much difference between the... So this is Radhakrishna Ayagari's work, where we compared high cost and low cost products. Please observe that the high cost, the blue bars are high, the low cost products are low. In some places the difference is significant, in some places the difference is not so significant. So cost versus HRQL, in general, low cost users show a lesser HRQL than high cost users. Patient counseling resulted in improving the HRQL value of all patients in all groups. This is another victory for our BPharm students and for our IDEA. So 10 students from our final year BPharm took up this project. They have gone to KGH over a period of 3 months. They have gone to a private doctor's clinic over a period of 3 months. They would meet identified patients and they would give patient counseling to them. And beginning, we recorded the HRQL. At the end, we recorded the HRQL. We found that patient counseling based on a prepared brochure has a significant effect on their HRQL. This is also published. Cost versus effect. Cost effectiveness analysis. So I'll read the result. The result is like this. When all the groups are studied, let us look at the graphs. The effect wise, high cost product is high. When cost effectiveness is considered, the low cost product is better. That is the result we got. Let us look at the bars. So metformin, other than metformin and total patients, in all cases the male patients were showing high values than female patients. This is the work of Gopalakrishna Tatavarthi. He did his study in Vijayanagaram and in Chennai. In both places, this is the result he got. Here also, the error bars show small variability. So this is the question of, this is Vijayanagaram. The previous graph is in, one is Vijayanagaram, another is Chennai. Next, Chennai. So both in Vijayanagaram and in Chennai, the same picture we have got. So this is another, something like side effects, we sometimes note some things. Compared to male and female, male was showing better HRQL than female. So then, the average total HRQL values are high and the variability values are low. The difference is significant at 10% among males and females in group 2A. But the females' values are lower than the male values, and the values in Vijayanagaram are less than the values in Chennai. So this was showing the pointer towards so many things. Maybe the place where you are living, all these things have an effect on health related quality of life. But basically, when all other factors are considered constant, the effect of the drug product clearly comes out. A study of the results of this HRQL study leads one to the conclusion that the HRQL values of all the patients are around a value of 600, the variability is not high. So interchangeability is there. Since the variability values are not high, it may be said that the different drug products used are conferring on the patients HRQL value which do not vary widely among each other. It may be concluded that the branded generics studied are interchangeable. When the cost versus effect analysis was done, Gopalakrishna's work also gave a similar result. Cost effectiveness of the low products was high. Coming to the quality, in summary, it may be said that all the five brands met with the pharmaceutical specifications. Hence, it concluded that all the products are pharmaceutically equivalent. Coming to my conclusions, which are based on all the four studies that have gone by. Generic drug products are equal in quality and efficacy to branded generic products. Branded generic products are interchangeable. Low cost products are giving effect and are cost effective. Please get that. Don't ever think that low cost means not effective. It is not like that. Low cost products are also giving the effect. Only what I meant is, when the two are compared with respect to something like anti-diabetic level, which is very clearly differentiated by the way the blood glucose level is altering, when that comparison is done, high cost products are giving better effect. Low cost products are giving less effect than high cost products. Small scale companies are lagging behind in quality. This is a clear truth, and the small scale companies need the help of the government, need the help of professional pharmaceutical organizations by way of awareness campaigns. So these work were published in these papers. So one paper was in Pharma Review 2007, and their Vedavati work is in 2009. So another is in one more Indian Journal of Pharmacy Practice. Another paper is in Clinical Research and Drug Regulatory Affairs, which is an international paper. Then Subbarao's work is presented in three: Pharma Review, Pharma Times, and Pharma Review of it is still coming. The third paper is still coming. So one of Vedavati's paper is published in International Clinical Research and Drug Regulatory Affairs. That's it. So thank you for giving me this opportunity. Has happened, that's an aberration, sir. The Drugs and Cosmetics Act gives a clear indication of what is to be done. There is Schedule Y in the Drugs and Cosmetics Act, which clearly lays down the rules of how a new drug becomes a regular drug, comes into the market. There is Schedule Y is there. And Center for Drug Research has given guidelines. Guidelines in the form of so many guidelines are there, which are clearly giving about clinical trials. There will be a preclinical trial which is testing on animals. Then phase 1, phase 2, phase 3, phase 4 trials are there. So there is no question of a drug coming into the market which is not safe and effective. What the incident which you told may be true, may be not true. Some people are exaggerating, sir. So as I told you, in this university there is a mechanism. Students can't do what they like. They have to take approval. In KGH there is an ethics committee where all the clinical trials are going. There is a logical process. We start from the DCGI. No way a drug can come into the market. If they illegally do it, we can't do anything. But legally, the Drugs and Cosmetics Act lays down the procedure for all these things. Schedule Y is the place to look, and guidelines are also there. Animals. After animals, it is tested on human volunteers, yes. When it is proved safe and effective in animals, they initially test on 5 human volunteers. A small number of human volunteers who come forward. That is known as phase 1, very small number of trials. And in India, phase 1 is allowed only if the drug is discovered in India. Usually in India, we are seeing phase 2, phase 3 studies only. I know because I am a member here as well as in KGH. I am regularly seeing clinical trials approvals, so I know that only phase 2 and phase 3 studies are going on. Phase 1 is there only when it's a new drug discovered in India. Thank you.
Yeah.
from drug to drugger it is changing, Dr. Rajendra Prasad. What's in this case, we have taken the effect as control of blood glucose level. We have taken the defined definitions. For example, I tell you about fasting blood glucose. Fasting blood glucose should be at a level of 100. So a drug which manages to keep the blood glucose level at 100 is very good, very effective. The farther the blood glucose level goes, suppose it is 120, we give some marks. Suppose it is 150, less marks. Suppose it is 200 for a patient, the drug is least effective. The less control is there over fasting blood glucose, the less effective the drug is. Like that, we have tested on a number of patients over a period of 3 months. So 12 readings were taken, 6 readings with low cost drug, 6 readings with high cost drug. On the whole, we found that when the high cost drug is being taken, there is better control over blood glucose level. No, it is not. That is why I take the care whenever I present on selected drug product. This is different. So for each drug, it will be different. I said, because that's an entirely big thing, I said I will not going. On that basis only, Sri Syamala Rao Garu, our then collector, managed to get this. So what, I'll take 2 minutes and explain that to you. There is what is known as price to the retailer. Price to the retailer. At that price, the medical shop person is getting that. Alright. So price to the consumer. That is the MRP which is there on that. So certain companies, what they are doing, all companies are doing this, top to bottom. They will prepare same cetirizine hydrochloride. They will prepare product A, which they will sell at, let us say, 20 rupees. That is their branded generic. They will promote to doctors. That is a high quality product. Same company, same thing, they will prepare another B. Same company is producing B. They will sell it to the retailer at only 10 rupees. Alright. But on the MRP, it is still 18 rupees. Are you getting me, madam? So MRP is same, consumer is not getting any benefit, retailer is getting that benefit. So this is where the total system, madam, maybe government also we have to include, because though we are all pointing out by means of so many research papers, why government is not taking action in this issue? So what is happening all over the world, the consumer is getting the benefit with respect to generics. Okay, he is getting an imitation product, he is getting for less cost, it's all right. But in India, he is buying an imitation product and paying a high price. That benefit is not coming. And I want to tell you one more thing. So this is okay, madam, 5 rupees, 15 rupees, it is all right. But in cancer medicines, it is really where the cost is in thousands of rupees. So one treatment is 48,000 rupees. Same treatment of another company is only 20,000 rupees. Like that, so much range is there. So the patent cases that is all going on now in Supreme Court and all that, in which I won that silver medal, have to do with cancer drug medicines, cancer medicine prices. So the real issue which we all have to understand is, why are the prices of cancer medicine so high? Because they are innovated now, discovered. But there are many reasons, and what all the NGOs, all the doctors are trying, all the companies are trying, is to bring down those prices and give access to the patients for the cancer medicines and bring them for a low cost.
And the second question is regarding the regulation for me, right? That is, you said that all the medicines, all the drugs that are being manufactured are only the generic drugs. There is no original, such original molecule is not invented in all these things. That means all the drugs are out of patent.
It is not, no, it is not like that, madam. One thing is, no inventions means even those products which are invented by Dr. Reddy's Remboxy, they are selling to international companies, because producing a drug is very a lot of cost and thing, because of the clinical trials I told about. It takes a lot of time and money. That is why there is no new drug in India. Coming to the second point, not because all have patent expired. As time goes on, some are coming out of patent. But even when the drug is in patent, there is a mechanism by means of which we can overcome through ANDA. Most Indian companies are working on ANDAs. That is one thing. Another thing, there are some mechanisms, what is known as overcoming a patent. So that is also some subject which we are now including for our M.Pharm. Because our students are being asked to get into IPR, and students who know how to overcome the patent are really like gems. They are taken by the pharmaceutical companies. So that is where India is. How to overcome the patent? How to beat it in a court of law? All these are important issues. Keep the mic away from you and speak. Speak again.
Most of the drugs are marketed by the large companies, but they are manufactured by the small companies. Government has given up as a project as a policy for MPEG project. In the project, the URS laws and the higher standards and multiple standards are marketed by the government and manufactured by the very small scale company. In my experience, about 300 batches of fail, and they have given failing result. Though they are branded as above laboratories, but they are failed. That means they are marketed by the large scale companies, but they are manufactured by the small scale companies.
One correction, they are not fake. Don't use the word fake. That is permitted. They are doing under loan license. Say, suppose Remboxy is manufacturing in Visakhapatnam, they will take the premises under loan license and they do. They do technology transfer. They Remboxy gives its technology to a company in Visakhapatnam and gets the manufacture done. That is nothing wrong, permitted by law. So fake is not the right word. Failed probably, yes, right.
Professional pharmaceutical organizations and the companies. And also
my God. Madam, that's not necessary. This is only basic research, madam. Thank you.